maybe peculiar.
Yeah, choir or something other like that.
That's what I, yeah. Now, a person who, you know, no matter how hard you try to change his mind, and you explain things to him, but you just can't change his mind.
No.
You might say he's really...
really off. I say he's off. I say he likes something.
Okay. Well, I mean, if somebody's like set in his ways or pig-headed or something
like
that. Well, there's some of them that way. Oh, and a person who's very easily offended, you know, who's just, no matter what you say to him, he gets...
mad.
Yeah. And would you call a person like that feisty or touches or...
I just call him, he wants to pout off all the time.
Okay. And then a person who gets that way, you might say, now just keep...
calm.
Sure. And if you work all day, you say, no, I'm really...
tired.
I'm all...
give out.
Okay.
Tired, over.
Or do you ever use something like wear out or worn?
Yeah, worn out.
All worn out. And if a child was... came home from school early because something sick at school, or they caught sick or took sick.
I'd say he caught something other at school because that's about what happened.
Yes. Well, would you ever use something like he took sick or he got sick?
Got sick.
Okay. And then he cold. You might say he caught...
cold or...
would you say he caught a cold or he caught cold?
Caught a cold.
All right. And he talks like this. You'd say he was...
he's hoarse.
And he had a...
cough.
Right. And a doctor might give you some medicine and come over and he sees the bottle still full when he comes back and he might scold you and say, haven't you?
Give him none of that medicine?
Uh-huh. Haven't you yourself? Haven't you?
Gave him no medicine or took none.
Okay. And if a person can't hear, you...
deep.
And if you work very hard out in the sun, your clothes get wet, you say you really...
sweated.
Okay, and a large discharging sore that has a core in it.
That's a boil. That's what I always call a boil. Okay, boil, what? And some people call it a rising, but I call it a boil.
Okay, what do you call the stuff inside of it?
I call that crutching.
Okay.
Crutching.
And then if a person was, someone fired a gun and hit someone with a bullet, you say he suffered a bullet.
Wound.
And if a wound doesn't heal right, you might get this kind of dead skin around it that kind of stands up.
Call that pulse. I call that pulse.
Yeah.
A scab.
Yeah.
A lot of
people tell you they call it sometimes proud flesh.
Yeah.
Are you
familiar
with that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
With what's that nowadays?
Proud flesh.
Yeah, okay. And then how about, this is the kind of stuff that they put on a wound or a sore to keep it from, infecting. It's kind of brownish, really burns, stings.
You're talking about iodine?
Yeah. And if a person's no longer alive, you say yesterday he...
passed away.
All right. Another way would be to say he...
died.
Yeah. And then, if you didn't know the cause of death, you might say to someone, I don't know what he...
died with or passed away with.
And then there were some crude terms in children sometimes, especially about dying. You say someone...
passed away, died, or...
okay. I was thinking something like kick the bucket or
yeah.
Heard that or
yeah, I've heard
take out. Which one?
Kick the bucket.
Okay. And then a place where a person's buried is a
cemetery.
And a box is called a...
they always call them just a box, on your box to put down in there.
Yeah. All right.
To put the casket in.
Okay, the casket is what I was getting at. The box, the casket goes in the box. And then the ceremony is called a...
funeral.
Yeah. And if the family wears black, you say the family is in...
mourning.
Yeah. And then if someone is troubled about something, you say everything will be all right. Don't...
worry.
Yeah. And if you get pains in your joints, you might have...
arthritis.
Okay. And if you have I think it's a liver disease, it's called the yellowing of what's that?
That's yellow dander.
All right, and if you have a pain down your right side, that's
penicillitis.
All right, and if you can't keep food down, you might...